Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Football on Off the Ball.
I think what else is, I trust them. I trust them in the games that people look away a little bit more. I trust them in those games that you should be winning. I think they've nailed that type of a game.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Now Di Stefano. There's always tenor when he moves. And it's 7-2. Oh, my goodness.
From the barrios of Buenos Aires to the roaring nights of Madrid, this episode traces the extraordinary journey of Alfredo Di Stefano, the visionary who redefined modern football. Born in Argentina, forged in the breakaway leagues of Colombia with Millonarios, and immortalized in Spain, he became the heartbeat of a dynasty. But what if the man they called La Saeta Rubia had taken a different path and gone to Real Madrid's biggest rivals, Barcelona? Find out on episode 6 of Richie McCormack's Sliding Doors podcast as to how European football could have been changed as we know it. Coming to you this Monday in your OTB football podcast feed for free.
Off the Ball Daily.
Stephen Bradley, I'm sure after last week you wanted a response from your team, and I think from the off you certainly got that from your players. Were you happy with how the game went?
Yeah, we've been good in parts of each game that we've played, but we needed to make that a little bit more complete for longer periods, and we did that today. Look, this team responding is never in doubt. You don't do what we've done if you don't respond to setbacks, and so that was never in doubt, the character of this group. It was more just our own performance. We wanted to sustain the level of performance, and we did that tonight.
I felt, you know, looking from the outside, there was a couple of players maybe had points to prove. Roberto Lopez had maybe a tough night against Josh Thomas in the President's Cup. You had Jack Byrne coming back in after last season. Those players really stood up for you tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, but again, it's never in doubt. That's one thing you don't question. The President's Cup, that was our 14th training session, you know, and we'd had a heavy week. People read far too much into the game and what it looked like. We know when we freshen the group up and we're in our stride, this is what you get. And they'll only get better as the pitches get better. Like you said, Jack looked back to himself. He was brilliant tonight, Jack, in every aspect. Pico, not just tonight, the first three games has been brilliant. And then you can see the partnership starting to come together. You can see the little click starting to happen, which is really nice. And that'll only get better as the more we play. But it was never in doubt. The group, in terms of bouncing back, it was just more about us getting to our levels. And we're still not there. There's still loads to go. Just because we've won the game, it's not everything's great and perfect. And we need to keep getting better and better. And we know we will.
I saw you giving Sabawali a little coaching session there after the full-time whistle. What were you saying to him?
To me, I think you're seeing tonight what he's going to bring to us. You know, he was brilliant. But there's little aspects he needs to improve. And when we signed him, that was part of why he signed there, because I feel we can improve him and show him how to improve. And again, not just because we've won the game, you don't just brush over and pretend he hasn't got aspects to improve on. And we're just speaking about the little detail that we need to improve on. And we'll go through that with video with him over the weekend. But the really pleasing thing with him is he wants information. He wants to learn. He's so humble and wants information. So when you have to, it's half the battle. And it's up to us now to improve him.
Adam Brennan, that was the turning point, really, winning the penalty. But his whole performance again tonight, really, really good stuff.
Yeah. He's just getting better and better, you know. I think... you have Michael Duffy coming over to after the game and saying that boy's some player, like, you know, and I think that's the level of respect that you're talking about. Michael's probably been the best winger in the country for the best part of a decade, and players see the level of what this kid is, and you know, he's got everything. He's got real character as well, which is pleasing. But he's only going to get better. He's got a really high ceiling, and he'll only get better.
Duffy has been in sensational form. we spoke in our podcast during the week about what I was asking the lads, how do you set up to defend against a player like him? Your team obviously did a good job on him tonight. Was there a plan going into the game?
Yeah, of course. You have to respect that he's a top player. You have to respect that he's the one that makes so much happen for Derry City. So you have to respect that, and you have to give him that respect. He's earned that. He's won player of the year last year. This year he's won games on his own at times. So you have to give him that respect, and we did that obviously. If you looked into it in terms of how we defended against him and who we did that with, we kept him quiet, which doesn't happen too often, but we managed to do it tonight.
Yeah, that's my homework for tonight. Stephen, just then to ask you finally, another big match. This is the Friday-Monday thing. This is what really tests teams. You've got Shelburne in your next game. It's a really tough game to plan for. They're going to be hurting after a last-minute defeat tonight.
Yeah, they will be. But us and Shelburne are always tough games, always Dublin derbies, always good games. And I don't see Monday being any different. It'd be a tight game, it'd be a good game. But we'll recover tonight and go there fully focused and winning the game.
Congrats on tonight, Stephen. Thank you.
Thank you.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tiernan Lynch, how would you assess your team's performance there this evening?
Disappointing evening for us. Obviously, I don't think we've done the things that we've been working on all week. So probably frustrated in ourselves that we didn't implement the things, as I say, that we'd put so much effort and time into all week. But it's one of those things now. We got to dust ourselves off and we got to go again.
What were the things you wanted to implement that didn't happen tonight?
I think we needed to be better on the ball. We needed to be better off the ball. And how we were getting after Rovers and also then in possession, we needed to do better, and unfortunately that wasn't the case.
Yeah, it seemed that Rovers were more intense from the off. Were you maybe a little bit disappointed with the application from your players tonight?
No, I never question my players' application. Just as I say, it was a night that we needed to do more and we didn't. And ultimately that ended in a defeat.
We saw Josh Thomas giving Pico Lopez a really hard time in the President's Cup. That didn't happen tonight. Could you give any maybe explanations as to maybe why that was different?
I'm just off after you and just watching Eddie and I go and watch the game back and look at the things that we could have done differently. As I say, we're disappointed in there. There's lots of things that we could have done better and should have done better, but it wasn't to be, so we got to move on from it.
You're probably frustrated with the concession of the penalty as well at the stage that it did come.
My first view was that it was a penalty. It looked like that there was contact there. I don't think it was an intentional thing. I think it was a collision more than anything, but I think it would probably left the referee with no choice.
Do you think psychologically it was a defeat, maybe, that I suppose it, coming into the season Derry City looked at as title contenders, that this was a chance for your team to maybe lay down a marker and that you haven't taken that chance?
I think it's five games in and I think there's a lot of football still to play. There's a lot of players we've got to still get into the team and get fit, obviously, with players missing at the moment. So I think, listen, there's a lot of work to be done. Tonight was disappointing, but we move on from it.
Yeah, you probably really could have done with some of your injured players. Like, I think you're one man short on the bench, so would you be hopeful the likes of Kyle Winchester? What's the story with these fellas? Darren Markey as well, will they be back in the reckoning for next week?
Next week I'm not sure about yet. We'll probably know better as the week goes on. But there's definitely, obviously, Carl Winchester to come back, Darren Markey's to come back, Brian Maher's to come back, Cameron Dummigan's to come back, Brandon Fleming's to come back. Then we also we need to get Dippo probably 90 minutes under his belt. We need to get Ray Cotter 90 minutes under his belt. So there's a lot of work to be done, and we're fully aware of that. So it's important that we're not too critical of our players at this stage. As we keep saying, we brought 12 new players in. We've still a huge amount of work to do to try and get this right. So that's where we're at.
And we should mention Ed Beach pulled off a couple of great saves there tonight. That'll do his confidence the world good.
Yeah, I thought Ed was superb, especially first half. And as you say, that'll stand bam.
Shelburne next week, another tough game. But would you be glad to take them back to the Banyuel next Friday?
Listen, they're all tough games in this league. And we got to try and look at tonight and what went wrong tonight before we start looking at Shelburne and next week.
Thanks, Darren.
Cheers.
Off the Ball Daily.